I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Jason Beck Show. And on today's show, we're going to talk about Skinwalker Ranch. I'll briefly talk about it. I'll basically share what I can remember and things that I've, videos I've seen or things I've seen about it. Not in person, of course. No. Won't catch me going there. Verse today out of Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in Him. So Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah, just the name itself. You're thinking of Skinwalker Ranch. Should just keep you away. That's for sure. At least for me, it would. I'm like, I ain't going by no Skinwalker Ranch. No, thank you. So apparently, the land has been cursed for a very long time, and there have been reports since the 1700s that one of the Indian tribe cursed the land, and in their curse, they cursed it with skinwalkers. Basically, skinwalkers are entities, creatures, whatever you want to call them, that can shapeshift into different stuff. And, a family decided to buy this land, right? You know, and kind of take their, and they had cow, and they had cattle and all that and stuff, you know, and they had dogs and everything, you know, and it was husband, wife, and kids and stuff. So they buy this land, and they're like, but they started noticing something. They noticed this out of ordinary this one time. They noticed this, like, wolf. Huge wolf. Big. And, you know, it wasn't acting strange or anything. It was wagging its tail and everything, and, like, it was happy. And, you know, it was kind of like the family, like, was in this trance. And, like, the husband, he was in this trance. And he even, like, was petting the wolf, too. Well, and then the wolf decided to grab a baby calf's head and was trying to pull it out of the gate, but couldn't get it out. And the family, they got out of the trance and, you know, he was shooting the wolf and then hitting the wolf with tools and stuff, and, you know, and I guess finally, you know, the wolf retreats back. It leaves. It runs away. Well, then they figure, well, you know what? They actually ended up did going and tracking the wolf's prints, but it led them into this little, you know, like, I believe it was like water or something where it led them to. It was kind of like the wolf just vanished out of thin air. And the wife, she was actually experiencing some stuff too, but she didn't put two and two together until, you know, like her towel, after shower, it went missing and it was off, you know, somewhere else in the house. And, you know, then the family, this one incident that they actually saw this orb, you know, flying around, and suddenly the dogs got out and they went and chased the orb. And obviously, as a dog owner, you don't want to hear your dog yelping or crying out in pain or anything like that. But obviously, that's what happened. It was nighttime. They weren't going to go out. So they waited till the morning to go look, you know, to go look for their dogs. And when they got to the place where the tracks ended, it was like kind of like piles of mush and stuff. So, yeah, it's almost like their dogs got disintegrated and stuff like that. And it's just very heartbreaking. But that wasn't all. That wasn't all the things that they experienced from what I've found out. They after the, you know, from that incident, they also, they had entities of some sorts, you know, that would like be talking outside and, you know, on their, you know, from outside their house and their windows and stuff. And, you know, in this family, they had a, you know, the, when they, you know, first bought this, it's like this house was like boarded up. The house was like boarded up inside, outside. It was just crazy. So obviously whoever's living there had to board it up, you know, even from the inside to keep like the entities out and stuff. And it was crazy. And another incident that they also had is they saw this, you know, this creature-like wolf as well also too. You know, they even, you know, they've even saw, there were even during this time they saw, you know, even saw like this portal that would, that opened up and this creature came out and then he was like crawling and stuff. And they could see from the portal, the sky looked totally different. So it led somewhere else, either another dimension or something, or the world possibly, you know. So, wow, you know, it's like, oh, you know. Well, finally, there was a billionaire that was very interested in the farm. And he actually led a team of scientists on there. So a team of scientists actually set up. And they built down barriers and stuff. They built a watchtower also too, as well too. And the whole time that they were there, they were just trying to figure out what was going on. They had cameras, but sometimes their cameras would turn off the creatures. I guess they got smart or figured it out. Like they would appear when like the cameras were not on and stuff. And, you know, and even a team of the scientists, they saw this wolf-like creature as well, too. It was, like, running at them, you know. So it was, like, very, 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 very crazy, you know. Like I said, you know, even the family, they saw, like, they saw the orb. They've seen, you know, the tall, dark creatures of some sort as well, too. From UFOs to entities, you name it. You know, from that wolf and all sorts of stuff. I mean, they were even having, they even had it to where their cows were taken. And like, some of them were just dropped. It was like they were dropped from the sky because, you know, it broke their legs and stuff. There were some cows that were, some of their cattle was mutilated. Some of them had like surgical procedures and stuff done on the cows. Now, at some point, all this, I would have taken my cows, my cattle, my livestock, my family, and I would have left. I mean, they eventually did leave. But the issue was a lot of people that were there and they did leave, it was like something followed them. So, if that doesn't give you chills enough, you know, it doesn't give me chills because I, you know, I serve a all-powerful, mighty God that's more powerful than, you know, the negative entities and portals and wherever they come from. He's in control. But this is not a place for you to go. Don't go there. Don't go against, well, Jason said not to go, so maybe I should go. No, don't go. Please do not go. I don't want to see your name in the headlines, Skinwalker Ranch, so-and-so missing, cannot find them or something, you know, or beamed up by some ship or UFO or something, you know, grabbed to another, through a portal to another dimension. I don't want to hear anything like that, so don't go visit that. I mean, if you want to, like, watch other videos and stuff on YouTube and do your research, yeah, absolutely. Maybe kind of come up with your own little conclusion what it could be. But based off, you know, kind of what information I've found, it's the land is, was cursed by Indians. I think it was the Navajo, but I could be wrong. So you might want to double check that. But I know it was Indians that did curse the land. So with skinwalkers. So go figure. So that is a paranormal hotspot, supernatural hotspot. Place that you do not want to visit at all. It's okay. Like I said, you research on it online. You know, stuff like that's cool. But don't go there. If you have to travel to Utah, travel around that area. By all means, travel around. So, well, I hope you enjoyed this short little podcast. Sorry, tired, but video. A podcast, a show about skinwalkers. Hopefully it didn't scare you too bad or jump you out of your seat or your skin, you know, or send too many chills down you. But this is definitely something that, you know, heads up, don't go there. And I'll go ahead and I'm going to pray for y'all after these commercials. Do you know what an EMP does or what it is? It's an electromagnetic pulse. Whenever a nuclear device goes off, it causes an EMP. What that does is it knocks out any computer system. So your computers, your car, pretty much all your electronics, your sources for power, it knocks them all out. But thanks to EMP Shield, made in America, from Kansas, also tested by the government, backed by an insurance policy as well, too. Thanks to the EMP Shield, you can have your vehicles protected against an EMP. Not just an EMP, but a solar flare and lightning protection as well, too. So, but lightning protection, once it, of course, with any lightning it hits, you got to replace whatever, you know, if you have an EMP shield, you got to replace it with another one. You know, but it protects against three phases of an EMP, E1, E2, E3. And you can use coupon code JEB. That's coupon code JEB. $50 coupon. And it's even applied if you get multiple dices. And that even if they're having any sales also too, you get the sale and you get the $50 coupon. It makes a great gift for someone that can't afford an EMP shield, or just a great gift in general. You know, also, you have the peace of mind. You can have the peace of mind when you go to sleep of knowing that your vehicle is protected, your house is protected, your generator is protected, solar panel, RV is protected in the event of an EMP, solar flare, or even lightning protection, lightning also as well too. So, I want to welcome you all back to the show. So I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. If you all did not know, or if you missed the description, or, you know, in the podcast, this is a Christian conservative podcast. We will talk about Jesus. I will share scripture. I will even have devotionals and sermons as well, too. And also topics kind of like this or other topics that I talk about. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I just want to pray for protection for everybody. I want to pray peace and strength. I want to pray for anyone that doesn't know you, that they can now have the opportunity to get to know you, Lord. You know, and how they do that is you just ask for you repent of all your sins, turn, change your mind. You know, of all your sins, you're not going to do that anymore. Except ask Jesus into your heart. Accept him into your heart, into your life. You know, when you ask him to forgive you, make sure you forgive everyone else as well, too. Ask him in your heart, ask him to forgive you. Have faith and believe that he is, that he did die. You believe in the burial, his death, burial, and resurrection. That he was resurrected on the third day. And he took back life for you. So you would not experience death, where you can be in heaven in the future by accepting Christ as your Savior, by living according to the Father's will. It's not just a get out of hell free card or get out of sin card. You need to do your part as well, too. If that means daily repentance, but it doesn't mean you just go off sinning on purpose. The Lord knows you're going to mess up. That's why He has that grace. That's why He has forgiveness for you. That's why, you know, when you become born again, you're also a son to the Heavenly Father, or a daughter. And as a father's going to discipline his children. If you do something wrong, you're going to feel bad about it. And to come back into relationship with the Father and the Lord is repenting and asking for forgiveness. So I just pray everyone has a blessed day. Keep everyone safe, Lord. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. At this time, I just want to ask that you please like, share, subscribe, follow, all that shebang good stuff. Also, you can help support the podcast as well, too. You can help support the podcast on a monthly basis. You can, a one-time gift, you know, through PayPal. You have that option as well, too. And, of course, any of the products that we're affiliated with, that'll be in the description. You can purchase, if you purchase anything from any of them, EMP Shield, you go to empshield.com/JEB or use coupon code JEB. All that'll be in the description. Bunch of other stuff. My Patriot Supply. You can get gear, shirts, Jason Beck Show shirts, and all sorts of gear and stuff. You go ahead and take a look at that as well. It's a great way to help promote the podcast where people know where to, you know, hey, I'm out there. And, you know, and where we can reach more people and bless more people as well, too. You know, anything that you purchase will go to help the support the podcast, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I do ask that you please, 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 please help my friend. I can vouch for her. She's going through a brutal divorce. She needs your help. She's got 3 kids. You know, let's help her out. Even if it's just 5, 10, 15 bucks, 5 bucks, whatever you can give. You know, and I encourage you. I've already taken the lead. You know, I wasn't the first one, and I don't like to brag about that I gave, but I did give. Well, you can feel more comfortable. It's okay to give. I gave. Not much. I didn't have much, but that's not the point. The point is that we need to help people. That's something that Jesus teaches all of us, is that we need, when those are in need or needy or homeless, we need to do our part in helping other people when they're in need. This is no a guilt trip or anything like that. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm asking for your help. She needs our help. Please share her GoFundMe. If you can't afford, I understand. If you can't afford to help financially, not even give 5 bucks, you know, at least pray for her. Keep her in your thoughts. Share the GoFundMe account through your social media account. Might be a person that might be able financially to be able to help her family and bless her family as well, too. So, thank you so much for that, and I'll catch you all in the next episode of The Jason Beck Show. Till next time, and do not go to Skinwalker Ranch.
Achieve radiant health, normalize body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD coffee, also their weight loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and you can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly. Withdraw your earnings. Check out their products. Check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at Beckman7723, on Twitter at IDLifeIsGreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website. Contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.